Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. As I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.0005% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75, 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything. We'll be right back.
All right. What a way to start the morning with a little bolero. Today on It's My House, the title of our podcast is What is the Next Right Move? What is the next right move? Live stream number 619-768. Man, I wrote the number again wrong. I got corrected while we're playing these audios. Anyway, 619-768-2945. That's the live stream number. Many people, I would say most people, they have a project, dream, assignment, whatever you want to call it. And they get intimidated or maybe get paralyzed, maybe not so much with fear, but they get paralyzed and don't do anything to accomplish that because they're trying to see every step from point A all the way to Z. They can't see it. Most can't see every single step, which they would like to be perfect, where there are no mistakes, where there's no mishaps. Because they're trying to plan all. All you need to see is the next step. So anyway, here's a piece by Oprah Winfrey titled "What Is the Next Right Move."
I just want to end with this.
Yeah.
There are no mistakes. There really aren't any, because you have a supreme destiny. When you're in your little mind, in your little personality mind, where you're not centered, where you really don't know who you are, that you come from something greater and bigger, and that we really all are the same. When you don't know that, you get all flustered. You get stressed all the time, wanting something to be what it isn't. There is a supreme moment of destiny calling on your life. Your job is to feel that, to hear that, to know that. And sometimes when you're not listening, you get taken off track. You get in the wrong marriage, the wrong relationship, you take the wrong job. Yeah, but it's all leading to the same path. There are no wrong paths. There are none. There's no such thing as failure, really, because failure is just that thing trying to move you in another direction. So you get as much from your losses as you do from your victories, because the losses are there to wake you up. The losses are to say, fool, that is why you go to school. So that CBS can call you. So when you understand that, you don't allow yourself to be completely thrown by a grade or by a circumstance, because your life is bigger than any one experience. And if I had, I always ask people on Super Soul Sunday to tell me, what would you say to your younger self? Every person says, in one form or another, I would have said, relax. It's going to be okay. It really is going to be okay. Because even if you're on a detour right now, and that's how you know when you're not at ease with yourself, when you're feeling like, that is the cue that you need to be moving in another direction. Don't let yourself get all thrown off, continue to be thrown off course. When you're feeling off course, that's the key. How do I turn around? So when everybody was talking about when I started this network, if I had only known, good Lord, how difficult it would be. The way through the challenge is to get still and ask yourself, what is the next right move? Not think about, oh, I got all of this. What is the next right move? And then from that space, make the next right move and the next right move. And not to be overwhelmed by it, because you know your life is bigger than that one moment. You know you're not defined by what somebody says is a failure for you, because failure is just there to point you in a different direction.
And once again, today's podcast is titled, What is the Next Right Move? We played one audio by Oprah. Let's go back to it and see what additional things she has to say with what is the right move dealing with any type of project or situation in your life. It's like, oh, here it is.
I started listening to what felt like the truth for me. And I started to just inside myself think, what do I really want to do? What I really want to do? And I will say this, knowing what you don't want to do is the best possible place to be if you don't know what to do. Because knowing what you don't want to do leads you to figure out what is it you really do want to do.
So you discuss.
I have, from the very beginning, listened to my instinct. All of my best decisions in life have come because I was attuned to what really felt like the next right move for me. And so it didn't, because my definition of luck is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity. Every single person, except my best friend Gail, said you're going to fail. Every single person, the way through the challenge is to get still and ask yourself, what is the next right move? What is the next right move? And then from that space, make the next right move and the next right move. And not to be overwhelmed by it, because you know your life is bigger than that one moment. You know you're not defined by what somebody says is a failure for you, because failure is just there to point you in a different direction.
I guess if you hear no, you're headed in the right direction. Because with 7 billion people on the planet, approaching 8 billion people on the planet, there are, let's look it up to be accurate. How many billionaires? Let's see, billionaires on the planet. How many billionaires there are in the world? Okay, there are over... Or there are 1,542 billionaires on the planet Earth right now, according to U.S. News report, and about 560 of those billionaires live in the United States. Now, the United States has since we're on this computer, over 300 million people. You know, 10% 300 million, let's see, 30 million, 1%. So we're talking about a really fraction of a fraction of a fraction. I mean, if you hear no, don't get discouraged. You're probably headed in the right direction. There's one thing, whether you're atheist or not, believe in God or not, what have you. The creator, God, Allah, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, your intuition, never gave a vision to a committee. My belief is, once you get an idea, by you just getting it in your head, that's all the validation you need. That's all the validation you need. And thus, as Oprah said, you know, what in your gut, what's the next right move? Now, that right move might go smooth sailing, and then, of course, as you make that next move, then the next move will reveal itself to you. Step two will not reveal itself unless you take and make and complete step one. And after you complete step one, you know, step 100 or whatever steps it might take, it won't, you know, You got to do it step by step. Now, after you gone through it a number of times, it depends on what you're doing. You know, you might get a routine going, but you got to make that next right step. And let's say things don't go as you anticipated. Don't get upset. All it is feedback, because that feedback is telling you, all right, you know, the failure, or what I call feedback, that's what failure really is, feedback, essentially is giving you directions, explicit directions, on the next step to take. At least that's the way I see it. Okay. Everybody except for Gail told her no. And in one of my favorite books of all time thus far, the autobiography of John H. Johnson, the guy who started Ebony and Jet magazine, the very first sentence of his book is, everybody told me no at first, including his wife. And he took a $500 loan from his mother, and while he was living, built that into a $300 million empire. So the next right step for some of you, particularly if you're about to embark on a venture you know nothing about, I've been recommending this book every week lately. I'm going to recommend it again today. I might add another book with it. The first 20 hours. I recommend reading the book first 20 hours, and then also getting the book The 4-Hour Chef. The 4-Hour Chef. Those two books, in my opinion, go together. On that note, I'm in hour five of my 20-hour goal. So I'll give you an update on that tomorrow. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.